As I give my all to my dream gives its all to me. As I give my all to my dream gives its all to me. When I have dreams, and I have goals, and I have desires, and I think that these goals and desires are wonderful, I think that these goals and desires are desirable, then these goals and desires come about. They reveal themselves in my world, in my life, in my time, and it's a wonderful thing. But they only reveal themselves in my life and my time when I give my all to my dream. Then my dream gives its all to me. What do I mean by giving my all to my dream? What do I mean by saying that everything I think and say and do, every attitude I have, gives support to the dream that's within me? Now, what is the dream that's within me? Well, let's just take one dream. Let's just take a dream. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. This is a dream that everyone has from time to time. It's a dream that says, I would like to experience a body that is whole and perfect. I would like to experience perfect health. I would like to experience the ideal of all that I am. Now, we say to experience the all, the ideal of which we are, is a very unusual thing, because nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. We say that time and again. We say, we're just human beings. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Well, is this what we want to say about ourselves? Is this what we want to say? Where do we have our dream? Is our dream based upon the illusions of life? Or is our dream based upon the reality that stands behind all that is? If our dream is based upon reality, our dream has every opportunity to be expressed. If our dream is based upon illusion, it also has every opportunity to be expressed, but it also has every opportunity to not be expressed. When our dream is based upon reality, it is based upon that which already exists, that which already is, that which always will be. It's based upon reality. It's how I am originally created, what I am originally designed to be. It's not based upon the variable factors that I place in my mind, in my thought, in my being. It's not based upon what I would like to be. It's not based upon what it would be nice to be. It'd be so nice to be whole and perfect. It'd be so nice to be living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's a dream of want. That's a dream of something that does not exist. And is that what I really want, something that does not exist? Or do I want something that already does exist for me, about me, through me, in my life, in my body, in my time, in my affairs? If I want what already does, if my dream is based upon my original purity and integrity, if my dream is based upon my ideal self and who I really am, then it's already done. There's nothing much I have to do. It's just to accept it, to claim it, to accept it, to claim it, to accept it. My dream is not a dream of something I'd like to be. My dream is a dream of living as I really am. Now, I could call it whole and perfect. I call it my original purity and integrity. I call it my ideal self. Those are all good words. Those are all good ideas. They're all powerful and important. But the thing is it an illusion in my thought for me that that is an illusion? Or is it reality in my thought for me? Am I really divine? Am I really whole and perfect? Am I really that? Is that who I really am? Or do I allow myself to fall back into the experience of not being that? Well, too often I have allowed myself to fall back into the experience of not being that, because that is the illusion that I experience from time to time. Now, do I want to live in a life of illusion, or do I want to live in a life of reality, a life of that which is eternally so? If I want to live in a life of eternally so, then that means every single moment of my thought, every single moment of my life, every single moment of my being, I think the thought of truth about myself. I think of my ideal self. I think of my reality. I think I am whole and perfect. Yes, I am whole and perfect. And the more I think that I am whole and perfect, the more I live that I am whole and perfect, the more I am whole and perfect. We say, as a man thinketh in his mind, in his heart, in his being, so he is. What do you really think about yourself? What do I really think about myself? Do I think that the idioms that I say about it's cold outside, so I better be careful I don't get a cold? Or it's hot outside, I better be careful I don't get hot flashes or get little problems? We can make up all these thoughts, all these ideas, all these concepts for ourselves, and they're not real. They're only an illusion that we have created. But our reality is an illusion too. Our reality is always there, and we pretend it is not. So as we pretend it is not, we empower the fact that it can appear as an illusion. We can accept and claim and name and experience all that is good in our life if this is what we really want to do. Now, what do you really want to do? How do you really want to live your life? How do I really want to live my life? Whenever I feel any kind of a circumstance which is contrary to my highest good, do I ever say, I'm whole and perfect? I'm whole and perfect? Do I ever say, I like me, I like me, I like me? Do I ever say, this is the truth about me, I am good, I am very good, I like me, I like me? Do I ever say those things? Yes, I do. Do I experience them? Yes, I do. Why do I want or allow any other thought to ever enter my mind? Well, I give my all to my dreams, and my dream gives its all to me. And my dream is that I live in purity, I live in love, I live in joy. Now, does that mean that I think about my body and we say it wears out? Do I think about my body and think that it ages? Do I think about my body and think that it is whole and perfect, or it is sick? Do I think about my body that it runs out of juice, that it is just imperfect because of whatever reason? Whatever reason I think about my body and name and label it as being less than its original purity and integrity, that is what I empower. So that illusion of less than is what I experience. But when I give my all to my dream, and my dream is that I am whole and perfect, my dream is that I like myself, my dream is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. When I give my all to that dream, that dream gives its all to me. For it's only up to me to name and claim who and what I am. It's only up to me to put the causes in motion for my choices in life. I get younger every day. I get more vital every day. I express that inward, outward all the time, more beautifully, more wonderfully, more perfectly all the time. Because I am divine. And I love it in every moment of my life. I love it. And I express it in every moment of my life, and I'm happy about it. Because that's me. That's me. I give my all to my dream, and my dream gives its all to me, because that's me. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters than to give my all to myself and to delight in my reality, to delight in my original purity and integrity, to delight in who I really am, and to delight in it right now. Join me in this nowness reality that we can have, we do have, and that's the only thing we'll ever know.